excellence. You have to know that God wants you to win, but winning has to be a personal choice. Amen. Somebody say winning is intentional. Amen. Yes, yes. To have a champion lifestyle, it has to be intentional. You have to wake up with it on your mind every day that whatever I face today, I'm going to overcome it because I'm a winner. Amen. And so I'm surprised, my brothers and sisters, as I minister and pray for people and even in our congregation, as to how it is so many people come to me at points in their lives and they're so excited, perhaps because they are starting school or perhaps because they've just gotten married or just started a new business or so forth, and they are so excited about this goal that God has given them, and they believe that it is the Lord. Pastor, I heard the Lord tell me to do this. I heard him to tell me that this was my one. And what surprises me about this is that when they have to hunker down and persevere, that's when many of them throw in the towel. That's when many of them begin to say, well, that must not have been God because I had so much adversity in my life, or this relationship has so much friction in it that I don't believe that it is God. See, you don't have to put your God-given goal on the side when things get bad. This is when you need to understand the power of persistence. Let the church say persistence. Yes, yes. See, those of you who are here today, who may be history enthusiasts like I am. I have just this incessant desire to learn about history and politics in general. Many of you have heard about our 16th president, President Abraham Lincoln. And you've heard all of the great things about Abraham Lincoln, about how it is that he was at the helm of leadership for the Civil War. And he signed the Emancipation Proclamation, and his monument sits on the Washington Mall even now. We are familiar with him as this iconic figure of democracy and freedom in our country, but many of you are not familiar with the man Abraham Lincoln. Because when you study the man Abraham Lincoln, he becomes the picture of perseverance. His life is a story of perseverance. And many of you, as we would look at President Lincoln's trial, you'll begin to note that they are legendary, that the things that Abe Lincoln had to overcome are monumental. For example, to start off with, he had trouble with his in-laws. Amen. That should put all of us in the same boat. Amen. He had trouble with his in-laws, who thought he was too poor to marry their daughter. His in-laws was very, very rich. Number two, he had four children, but only one of them lived to adulthood. So he had to personally bury three of his own children. That wasn't the end of his failures in life and his hardship, because in 1832, he failed in business, and he was denied entry into law school at the University of Illinois. In 1835, he was engaged and his fiancée died. In 1836, he had a nervous breakdown and suffered from chronic depression. In 1836 as well, he was defeated for Speaker of the House. In 1843, he was defeated for nomination to Congress. In 1849, he was rejected as land officer of the state of Illinois. In 1854, he was defeated for U.S. Senate. In 1856, he was defeated for vice presidency, president nomination. In 1858, he was defeated again for the U.S. Senate. But in 1860, he became the 16th president of the United States. Now, I read all of that to you to say that if you had to experience all of these setbacks, if you had to say, God has called me to be a politician, to be a great leader, and you had to experience one defeat after another defeat and one trial after another trial, would you have the persistency to continue to pursue the goal that God has placed on the inside of you amidst all of those defeats? No, some of y'all would have said, it may not have been God that was talking to me about politics. Maybe he just wanted me to lead my family. Maybe he just wanted me to be a leader in the community, because certainly he would not believe God has ordained him to be a champion when one thing after another, after another, after another came into his life. And isn't that how it is with us? That when we set out to do something, it doesn't mean that God clears the road. But sometimes he causes us to blaze the trail. Sometimes he causes us to go through hardship and to go through difficulty so that we can find our way to where God wants us to be. But we have to have this one thing that all champions have. All champions have persistence. All champions have persistence. See, there is no such thing as an undefeated champion. I want you to hear this. There's no such thing as a person or a champion that doesn't know defeat. Because watch this, we must all pull on this power of persistency in order to win in life. And if this year of 2010 is going to be a year of victory for you, a year where you're winning in your family, where you're winning in your career, winning spiritually with God, you are going to have to be ready and equipped to overcome some things in your life this year. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Lord, make me persistent. See, the true test for any champions, my brothers and sisters, is not how well we win, but it's how we recover from defeat. See, life is not about how well and how many times you win, but what happens when defeat shows up? What happens when doors are shut in your face? What happens when you really, really want God to do something, but God tells you, like Paul, my grace is sufficient for you? Can you stand the test of what God has called you to do when it seems like God has not given you any inroads to success? So what is your goal? What are you pursuing this year? What are you believing God for this year? Or are you believing God, watch this, that you can grow spiritually? Or are you believing God that morally you'll be able to kick some bad habits that you have? Or are you believing God that perhaps this is going to be the year that your family comes back together, or your career launches off? If you don't have the ability to be persistent, you'll never walk in victory in any of these areas. If you just allow the devil to rehearse your failures over and over again in your life, that you're never going to walk in holiness. You're never going to walk in righteousness. You're never going to get your career off the ground. If you don't have this persistency, you'll never experience the victory. And consequently, you'll believe that God is a God of failure, and we know he's not. Let me hear the church say persistency. See, persistent. Let me give you a definition for that tonight. Persistence. Yes, we're going to win this year, but as a church, as a family, as leaders, as individuals, we're going to have to be persistent. You're going to have to be persistent. You're going to have to be persistent. This is what persistency is. It's an attitude and strong desire to continue a course of action even in the face of difficulty. See that? It's an attitude you have to have. It's a spirit, a desire that you have to have that says, you know what? I'm going to do this if this is the last thing I do. See, it's a belief, an inner belief in your heart and in your spirit that I'm not going to let anything or anybody stop me from doing this. And I'm willing to face failure in the face. I'm willing to face closed doors in the face so that I can lay hold to this one thing. That's what happens when you begin to have persistency. Because without persistency, it's impossible to win at anything. Your family will never be the family God wants it to be if you are not persistent. You got to be persistent. And some of you in here today, you have been persistent. You have continued to trust God. You've continued to believe God. And we all experience failures in life. Don't you think it's just you? No. Look, the Lord allows all of us to experience failures. But those who have the power of persistency, we don't let failure stop us. But we allow failure to be used as an educator and not a demotivator. Did you get that? But you have to be persistent. Man, touch your neighbor right now and say, be persistent, be persistent, be persistent, be persistent. Say it. I need everybody to put that in the atmosphere. Say it. Be persistent. Amen. Be persistent, okay? You're going to have some opposition. You're going to have some things that come against you, but you got to say, I'm going to be persistent. This thing will come to pass. Now we have here in Hebrews chapter number 12, I'll give you some scripture and we'll pray. Hebrews chapter number 12. We have right here, I believe, some Bible that helps us in this area of persistence. Because right here, the writer of Hebrews is really talking about another race that's being ran again. It's many people says that Paul wrote the book of Hebrews because the language is so reflective of all of his other epistles. But the writer of Hebrews, look what it says here in verse number 12. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You know what he's saying? Let us live this life that we have before us right now. Because as it relates to life on earth, this is the only one that you're going to get. So you got to be determined that I'm going to live this life. Amen. If you don't mind testifying to somebody right now, tell them I'm going to live. Amen. Amen. I'm going to live. And I'm not just going to live. I'm going to live to win. I mean, in every area of my life, I'm going to win in my emotions. I was driving here this afternoon, and I was just kind of talking with God in my spirit. And I said, God, you know what? I'm about to live life with no worries anymore because I understand that you've already made me a winner, a champion in life. So I'm not going to be worried about the stuff I can't change. I'm not going to be worried about tomorrow and worried about the past. I'm just going to enjoy what you have given me right now. I'm going to enjoy this thing. Anybody ever been loose and free in your spirit to say, I just thank God for the life I have because time is winding up. It's getting too short for me to be all bogged down in stress. I'm going to live like a champion that God has made me to be. See, and the Bible tells us how we are to live. Look what he says. He says, let us run with endurance this race that is set before us. He's that word endurance right there. Let take your time and hold up under life because all of us, life is going to happen to all of us. All of us are going to have situations that happens in our lives. All of us are going to have obstacles that we're going to have to deal with. Watch this. He says, watch this, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, and listen, he won in life. He is sat down at the right hand of God. See, how do you know when you won in life? When God is pleased with you. See, you know you won in life, not just because you are successful, but when God says you are significant. But you got to be persistent. So how do we become persistent, Pastor? How do we continue when there's so much going on? When there's so much that I got to deal with? See, there's one or two things that you're going to do. Either you're going to fight or you're going to run. Either you're going to say, I'm going to win, I'm going to be persistent, or you're going to quit. That you only have two choices, either fight or quit. And I want to let you know, nothing is going to get done when you quit. Nothing is going to get done when you give up, when you throw in the towel. That is not going to get the bills paid when you throw in the towel. That's not going to make the relationship get any better when you say, I quit. But before you quit, you need to ask God, Lord, make me persistent. Look what he says here. I want to show you this because he tells us what we need to do in order to be the champions that he called us to be. I want to give you three things. First of all, he tells us here in Hebrews 1 and 2, I believe this is going to bless you this afternoon. He says that we have to look to champions. That's what he says. He says we have to look to champions. If you're taking notes, just write that down. I'm going to build upon it. Look to champions. Everybody say, look to champions. This is what the Bible says in the book of Revelation. It says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. See, so if we are going to continue, we need to find somebody else that we can draw strength from who has fought the fight that we are fighting and they have been successful at it. What are you finding that at, Pastor? It's right here in 12 in verse number 1. He says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud, look at his analogy here, so great a cloud of witnesses. He's saying that there's so many other people that have had to run this race in life and they have won, they have overcome, they have received their reward. He says, watch this, then that should be encouraging to us when we look at other people. Now, in the context of this scripture, he's talking about all the people that are listed in Hebrews chapter number 11. Because Hebrews chapter number 11 is like the Faith Hall of Fame. They talk about several different biblical characters who had faith, and their faith allowed them to be persistent. I want to let you know that whatever you're going through, there's somebody in the Word that you can turn to and draw strength from that say a witness. See, sometimes when people teach this, they say that they are spectators. Because spectators just sit on the side and cheer. But no, these people can come to the stand. And they can testify that God will do exactly what he said he would do. And I thank God that he won't let us live life aimlessly, but he'll have some people that can testify. And when you look back in the Bible, there are some people that's in the same situation that you're in, and they can testify that if you just continue to bear up, that God will come through on your behalf. Oh, Pastor, you got to tell me that. I'm having family problems. Well, talk to my boy Joseph, because Joseph had family problems as well. And Joseph will let you know, even though your family may turn on you, they may mean it for evil, but God will work that thing out for your good. I wish I had a witness right there. See, you have to know that there is some. You say, I'm overwhelmed on my job. Well, there's Moses. Who was overwhelmed on his job. It was Moses who was a supervisor on his job and was trying to get people to do certain things, and they didn't want to do it. But God became his strength. God became his wisdom. God became the rock that he leaned upon. You say, I got people that's hating on me, Pastor, and it's hard to run this race and live this life when I got people that's jealous. Well, I ask you to look at my man David. Because David had haters as well, but David understood one thing, that no weapon that was formed against him was able to prosper, and every tongue that rises against him was condemned. He says, you have a witness. Oh, God. And just in case you don't read your Bible, your neighbor that's sitting next to you. Oh, boy, I know they don't want you to get all in their business, but there's been some things that they had to persist through. That there's been some stuff when they wanted to give up on school and give up on their family and give up on God, when they can tell you, baby, if you can't do anything else, just stand still and watch how it is that God will fight your battle for you. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I can testify if you let me that God will do exactly what he said he would do. Come on, look at him and point that finger and tell him, he will do it if you just continue, but you can't get out the race because God has something great for you. Hallelujah. Touch somebody right now and tell them, continue, continue, continue. Hallelujah. Don't you let them run you away from that job. God then open up that door for you, and you're going to let some people on your job run you away from what God has ordained you for. No, be persistent. Keep showing up smiling. Keep showing up saying good morning, and God is going to make sure he take care of all of your enemies. See, the danger is some of us, we get so close and then we quit. We get so close, and then we jump out of the race. God is saying, I'm looking for some champions that don't mind, watch this, that don't mind being persistent. Mm-hmm. See, first of all, the text tells us that if we're going to be persistent, we got to look at others. Because when we look at others, we can draw strength from our own lives. That's why right now God has me, I'm reading several different books about people who've been champions in different areas of life. And I'm reading about businessmen, I'm reading about sports figures, I'm reading about preachers and so many different people who have been successful, because their lives can testify. Their lives can be a witness. Watch this, because God is no respecter of person. What he has done for T.D. Jakes, and what he has done for Tony Dungy, and what he has done for Oprah Winfrey, and what he has done for Tiger Woods, he'll do it for any of us in this room. But you got to draw from that and allow yourself to become persistent. You got to look to others, look to other champions. But number two, not only do you have to look to others, here it is. This is going to be hard for some of you. You got to look at yourself. Y'all ain't like that, huh? No, yeah. See, we got to draw strength from other people. But I wish I had time. I'll take you to Galatians chapter number 6, when it says that every top got to stand on his own bottom. There's some people can help share your load, but they won't bear your load. Did you get that? That baby, sometimes you're going to have to fight your own battles, and you're going to have to not depend on other people to deal with your situation. See, he, look what he says. He says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, he says, let us, look at your neighbor and say, that means you, amen. He says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run the race with endurance. You see that? You got to live your life, but he says, first, you got to look at yourself. You got to lay aside some stuff. You got to get rid of some stuff in your life, because all champions, they have the ability to adjust some things so that they can receive and attain their goals.